It's Monday morning. It's time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss of Concordia Seminary. Good morning, dear friend. How are you?
Hey, well, I'm doing fine. To you and your listeners, a blessed morning and bright, sunshiny day. You know, it's a, I always like the word sun because the Old Testament talks about the sun. And, of course, we're talking about Jesus, and we just had a good worship yesterday and heard the good gospel and of course, the law and how you distinguish those, and off you go. And here we are back on a Monday. So another week, and boy, this month is moving fast. You know, we always talk about the older you get, where does time, you know, time flies, you know, tempus fugit, and it's always been the same. It's just the way life is. So,
exactly. You
know, it's the way it is.
Before you know it, it will be Advent.
Well, can't wait, actually. These seasons that have been created for the church to worship the Lord in all of his truth and purity are just always, it's always good to move from one to the other and keep telling the story how God entered our human history to seek it to save the lost. So it's all good and glad to be part of his time this morning. So what I have here, a few things, Andy, and I think your listeners are getting kind of used to Bob Weiss covering a whole bunch of stuff, but there are a couple magazines. One would be for if there's any physicians listening. I know there are a couple. One's called The Christian Doctor. It's the Journal of the Christian Medical Dental Association. It's a very, very conservative group of men and women. You don't have to be a physician to be part of this. In fact, anybody can join. It's very inexpensive, the Christian Medical Dental Society. They espouse, of course, the teachings of the three symbols, the Athanasian Creed, the Apostles' Creed, and the Nicene Creed. And so it's a good magazine. I just want to point this out. Occasionally I get a physician, happened a few weeks ago, I said, well, what can I read that's kind of easy? Well, it's pretty easy. It has other things in it, but basically it's all very family-oriented. The other one that I actually ran across in an airplane years ago was stuck in the pocket in front of me. It was called Salvo, and it's a very conservative magazine. It's about, I think, about $25 for four issues a year. It's called Salvo, S-A-L-V-O. Basically is set up to debunking cultural myths that have undercut human dignity and destroyed notions of virtue and morality and eroded our appetite for the Lord Jesus Christ in our society. And it seeks to promote this quote-unquote Christian worldview. The one I'm looking at right now, of course, deals with transgenderism. And it's just a very, very good magazine. And they, too, follow the apostolic teachings of the Bible. It's a non-denominational magazine. And so they're very anti-Darwin and pro-life. So it's a good magazine called Salvo. So I just want to bring those two up in case anybody's wondering, you know, where does Bob Weiss get some of this stuff?
what is Bob Weiss reading?
Yeah, well, I guess after we're all done for 15 minutes, they have to wonder, does this guy ever sleep? And yeah, well, you know what it's like. You're involved with a lot of reading and what you do and picking things apart and getting to the heart and core of the Bible about Jesus. What I have in front of me, are some other headlines that are happening in the world of bioethics. And just, again, and sometimes I struggle over, you know, oh, should we just read these or pick one and just discuss it? Because they all really get to the point of what does it mean to be a human being that we've talked about, especially as we answer that through the incarnation. Back in the news right now is the whole issue of population engineering or control. A magazine I look at occasionally called Social Theory and Practice. Some of the people at Johns Hopkins University and Georgetown University here in the United States, they're bringing back what's called population engineering that was brought out way back in the 60s by Paul Ehrlich, who wanted to get into reducing population. His book called The Population Bomb. And what they're actually talking about is to what they call fertility reducing population engineering program for your listeners. That basically means the government needs to insist and promote smaller families to reduce, here we go, greenhouse gas emissions, which are driving climate change. Therefore, procreation is dangerous because it creates more people who generate more greenhouse gases. Now, that may sound a bit kind of funny to your listeners, but believe it or not, that's what's in the news in bioethics. And so we're right back to, you know, having a child, even being married, is becoming more of a product and a commodity than it is a blessing. And that, of course, leads me to another one called women. More and more women in the United States and actually throughout the world are freezing their eggs taken from their ovaries because they want to make sure that, and this is prior to marriage, that they find a husband who is interested in having children. So once again, I call this fertility shopping, and again, making marriage more of a product and a child more of a product than a blessing. This is the commodification, you know, this is the commodities market of infertility. I'm not here to put infertility down. I know what that's like. We have that occurrence in our family. But I am stating that this kind of thing here, once again, gets back to the whole story of creation and marriage and procreation and that children are a blessing. The last couple ones I just want to share before we have a few minutes to chat is that the whole infanticide debate has come back up in the Journal of Bioethics. That is, it's okay after a child is born if they are non-conscious. It would be okay to take their life if there's a problem with these children. And the claim is that they're not persons because they lack characteristics like consciousness. And of course, the other side of the coin of this is they're getting tackled by people here in the United States that are criticizing this claim, and rightly so, that the permissibility of non-conscious infants implies that it's also permissible to kill unconscious adults when you're sleeping. And the last one, which is really kind of, it is certainly terrible in addition to the other ones, is over in Belgium, and it's sneaking its way here into the United States, what's called child euthanasia. They had the first case of euthanasia, which basically says any child, regardless of the age, can be euthanized if the parents deem that child to be suffering beyond any repair. And so that has happened in Belgium, so that applies to infants, adolescents, and so forth. So those are some of the topics, once again, Andy, that caused us to, I believe, go back and to reflect certainly on our humanity in Christ. And then also a suggestion would be when people are hearing these kinds of things, they need to be writing their congressmen, women, their mayors, their governors, and so forth, expressing their Christian faith that would say, you know, this is not what the Christian ethic is all about in terms of always caring and never killing. And the same thing would apply also for people that are seeking the commodification of human beings through certain practices of fertility clinics.
Well, I would also invite our listeners, if you have topics that you want us to cover here on His Time, here on Mondays with Dr. Weiss, send me an email, andrew.bates@kfuo.org. We could take some questions, couldn't we, Dr. Weiss?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes people say, well, how do you deal with this? I say, well, we present a few topics and we talk, and I think people are understanding that many of these topics are reoccurring and they're pretty much repetitive in a different fashion. But if they have topics, then they certainly could email me at I'll give you that email, weiser@csl.edu. That's weiser@csl.edu. So I'm happy to listen to any kind of idea or discussion that we could have, because these are certainly things that are happening in the news, and always the question, well, what can we do about these? And we need to be praying. We need to be writing to people about these. We need to be reading and not be afraid to discuss these. One doesn't have to be a PhD in ethics or theology to talk about Jesus Christ. You talk about what you know from your heart, and then ask questions and learn and grow in terms of what is happening in this world regarding our Christian faith and certainly Christian persecution.
Well, and I would say certainly as we study the Word of God, we are more equipped to speak on those. You're right. You don't necessarily have to have a PhD to be a faithful witness, but you certainly want to be studying the Word of God. That equips you to be a faithful witness, especially when it comes to matters like this, when it comes to matters of life, right?
Oh, unquestionably. I mean, to encourage people to get into study the Bible, I'm always telling people, you know, buy a Bible and start reading. I always encourage them to start with Luke and then go to Acts because you have the same author. Some people mm-hmm. want to start at the beginning of the Bible, and all of a sudden they say, boy, they look at how thick it is, and they say, oh, I got to read all this. But that's kind of how I encourage people to read and study the Bible, and then maybe take Romans and then just do whatever you would like to go, wherever you'd like to go, or maybe just study several words of different books every day or every week. And because the Holy Spirit's word, you know, the word doesn't return empty to the Lord. It accomplishes the purpose for which he sent it. So reading and studying the Bible and getting into the word is one of those ways that where people can say, I'm starting to catch some of this stuff. Because you see in classes in Bible study where people have still struggled with finding even Matthew or say even, well, where's Genesis? And that's an okay struggle, by the way, for your listeners. But Andy is correct, folks, that getting into the Word, one does grow, one finds comfort and hope and solace in studying the entire Word from Genesis to Revelation.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Weiss, always great to talk with you on Mondays here. Thanks for sharing another important topic with us here on His Time.
You bet. God's peace to you and your listeners. Bye-bye.
God's peace to you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. I hope you can join us for that as we study God's Word in 1 Timothy chapter 2 today. We'll study with Pastor Kenton Pulse from Grace Lutheran Church in Bishop, California, and Mammoth Lake Lutheran Church in Mammoth Lake, California. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.